Hello, I'm Belle Ruth Knapperstack, and this is a guided imagery program that I've designed for people undergoing surgery. I've included both an imagery and an affirmations program, but the imagery segment is a little more geared to preparing you for your surgery beforehand, and the affirmations are more focused on helping you heal afterwards. See if your doctor will let you play this on a headset during your surgery. Physicians are generally glad to comply if doing so adds to your sense of comfort and safety. We now have strong evidence from UC Davis Medical Center, the Cleveland Clinic, and several other places to show that this imagery can reduce your discomfort and increase the speed of your recovery, sometimes by quite a lot. And keep in mind, these findings were in people who started listening only 2 to 3 days before their surgery, and typically just for 4 times. We even have several instances of people only being able to listen once, just before surgery, who had excellent results. Clearly, when you take a more active part in your medical treatment, you tend to feel better and do better. This imagery weaves several mind-body healing principles into the story it tells. It begins by helping you to relax and clear your mind. Then it calls upon your senses and memory to engage your imagination. And finally, it encourages you to experience a story that contains many healing images. Some of these images are biological and physical. Others are psychological and emotional. And some you could even call spiritual. If you do have the opportunity to listen to this program several times, you'll probably find that it has a stronger and stronger effect over time. You might hear something for the first time after several times of listening. Trust your mind to notice what it needs to hear, when it needs to hear it, and that can change each time you listen. Don't feel you have to follow this program exactly as it is. You may want to stop and linger over some especially meaningful images and ignore the rest. Or you may find yourself rearranging a word or a phrase that just doesn't suit you. Feel free to let your mind edit as it sees fit. It probably will anyway. People sometimes worry that they're not listening attentively enough, or that they're not experiencing the imagery correctly. The truth is, you'll probably go in and out of paying attention because of the dreamy state you're likely to be in. Some people even fall asleep the first few times they listen because they're not used to being both relaxed and awake. Don't worry. We've been finding that even if you're sleeping, you're still absorbing the images and ideas that are being played. And because this method deliberately encourages this dreamy mind state, please don't play it while driving. Every now and then, the imagery will bring forth unexpected emotion. If this is the case with you, see if you can allow the feelings to just come up and move through you, seeing it as a necessary kind of rinsing that's taking place. It won't hurt you to do this, and in fact, it may be very good for you. Affirmations suit some people more than guided imagery. Affirmations are positive statements that can be very useful in the healing process, a sort of reprogramming of your unconscious mind to combat negative thinking. These affirmations are particularly geared to help you after your surgery, but you're welcome to use them before your surgery as well. With either method, take what is useful and leave the rest. If there is an image or a statement that is especially meaningful to you, try to briefly play it over in your mind several times during the day. When you brush your teeth or stop for a red light, or even better, just as you enter that twilight zone just before falling asleep, an especially powerful time to do this. Listen as often as you like. Most people do well listening as little as twice a day, morning and evening. You may not need to hear these instructions each time you do this. You may only want to return to them now and then. So see if you can take this next while to commit yourself to this process of engaging the power of your imagination to help you heal. By gently immersing yourself in this safe and easy process. All you have to do is settle in, relax, and let yourself listen.